visit our website, anytime you like, rte.ie/Shamoonie. Now, we received a very interesting email from listener Bernie Connolly during the week. Terence?
Yes, she sent us in a lovely email, a very unusual email, and it actually related to her friend Linda. Her friend Linda lives in Clontarf and she has a pair of tame birds in the back garden. She loves these birds. They've been with her for the last 5 years or so. So much so that she's actually written a poem about the two of them. So intrigued by this, I decided I had to go out and visit her.
OK, Terry, come and I'll show you Brunchies and Prunella, my two favourite feathery friends.
Okay. Oh, there's a dog there as well. That's two pigeons.
They're two pigeons, Terry.
And they're not just any old pigeons, they're two feral pigeons.
They're two feral pigeons.
What I would have called as a kid, two gicks or two gicknas.
Well, you needn't call my two pet pigeons that.
Well, tell us the story.
Well, it's they've been in my back garden for the last 5 years or so.
Right.
And they just became very, very tame. They were the ones who would hang around while the other ones would flutter away.
Okay.
And I decided that on a certain Saturday afternoon I might try and get them to become a bit tamer. And it took me a little while to persuade them to come closer to me. And over a period of time, 3 or 4 weekends, I continued to do it, and they continued to come closer until they started feeding out of my hand very comfortably, and then they started fluttering down onto my lap and they started feeding, much to the consternation of a lot of my friends.
You know, I've heard lots of people refer to them. I remember actually an old Woody Allen film when he referred to them as rats with wings.
Well, these are beautiful birds, as you can see.
Yeah. Well, I love all animals.
Yeah,
but
I'm
it's
sure
unusual
you do, but
for people to have a relationship with a pair of feral pigeons.
But look at the plumage, isn't it fantastic?
It is gorgeous.
They're the healthiest pair of pigeons you'll see in Clontarf.
Well, that's because you're feeding them.
This is true. This is very true. And look at the lovely shiny beak on them.
Yes. Now, they're a pair.
They're a pair.
And they actually mate for life.
Mm-hmm.
And have you noticed any courtship behaviour between them?
Yes, there'll be a lot of that going on.
Right.
And it's very interesting to see how
the cooing. How
the cooing. Yes, there's a lot of that. And then their beaks lock. And,
right.
I've watched it all, Terry.
You've watched it all. And tell me, have you had any additions to the family?
No.
No, no addition. No little babies.
No, I haven't.
You haven't found a nest, no?
No, I don't know where. I've never seen a pigeon's nest.
Right.
They're there in the morning for their breakfast, and they're there in the evening for their dinner. And that's it. And they're very, very tame.
Mm-hmm. And of course, there are quite a lot of pigeons around.
There are. Mm-hmm. There are. But nothing like this pair.
Nothing like this pair.
You had a report a couple of weeks ago about pigeons.
Nesting, yes. That's up in County Meath and that, mm-hmm.
And producing milk, was it?
Yeah, I know most people think that it's just mammals that produce milk. But in the case of the pigeons actually do produce milk, but it's a different type of milk. It's produced in the crop and it's produced just shortly after the young are born. And the idea is to provide plenty of protein. So along with flamingos and along with emperor penguins, yes, they do produce milk, but it's not quite the same milk as mammals would produce. Structurally, it's different, but functionally, it's very, very similar. It does the same job. So, yeah, pigeons are unique like that. And as we've said, they mate for life as well.
And of course, they fill their crops, they pack their crops.
Yes.
And then I presume that's all broken down to create
Pigeons, they don't have any teeth.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why they don't have any teeth, because teeth are heavy structures. And I'm sure you've noticed it. You've held the birds here, have you?
Yes,
have they landed in your hand? Do you notice anything about them when they land in your hand?
Well, they're lighter than you think they are.
That's exactly it. They are very, very light because they have to fly.
Mm-hmm.
And when they have to fly, they have to be light. You know, when you go to the airport, the first thing you do when you bring your bags in and you put them up is they weigh them.
Yes.
And the reason why they weigh them is to see how much you have, because when the plane is taking off, the pilot has to know how much weight he has on board, because then he will decide how much fuel he will buy.
Mm-hmm.
And likewise with the case of a bird. So in the case of the pigeon, the lighter he is, the easier it is for him to fly.
Yes.
So for that reason, they are quite light. Mm-hmm. Their feathers, they're very, very light, and the bones are hollow. So it makes them quite light. So they are quite light animals. If you were to take an animal of similar size to a pigeon, something like maybe a guinea pig or a hamster, that you'd be amazed to see that the mammal is much, much heavier. So they are quite light, and they feed, getting back to the feeding, they feed on pretty much seeds all of the time.
Yes.
But there's not an awful lot of protein in the seed. And because there's not an awful lot of protein in the seed, when they're feeding the young, mm-hmm. what they do is they feed them with this milk. So right, it's, okay. they are somewhat unusual
and
in producing
thing,
this milk.
Sorry for interrupting. Mm-hmm. The other thing that I read was that when they're drinking from a pond, mm-hmm. A lot of birds have to fill their beak and stretch their neck, whereas feral pigeons don't.
That's
they can keep their beaks
head down. Yes.
Head down.
So they are quite different from a lot of birds. And mm-hmm. Historically, too, we can go back thousands of years with the pigeons, and they were used really as messengers. And in fact, if we go back to the very first Olympic Games, the results of that were delivered by carrier pigeon. And Reuters News Agency, which I was always amazed with, they started up by using trained carrier pigeons to carry messages, to carry information. So really, we have been living alongside them for a long time, but nobody gets as close to them as you get to them. Is that right?
I'm very attached to Prone Prue.
Well, I don't know if you've ever heard, there's a very famous professor in Harvard University, a guy called Professor Tom Lehrer, and he wrote a very famous song. He's written a number of them, and this one was called, I don't know, have you heard of it?
I know it well, Terry, Poisoning the Pigeons in the Park.
Poisoning the Pigeons in the Park.
Yes.
Let's have a little listen.
All the world seems in tune on a spring afternoon when we're poisoning pigeons in the park. Every Sunday you'll see my sweetheart and me as we poison the pigeons in the park. When they see us coming, the birdies all try and hide, but they still go for peanuts when coated with a cyanide. The sun's shining bright, everything seems all right when we're poisoning pigeons in the park.
Well, I'm sure you wouldn't agree with any of that, would you?
No, Terry, I'm appalled.
You're appalled?
I'm appalled.
Well, of course it's all in jest.
Of course it is.
But yeah. You love your two pigeons here so much that mm-hmm. you've actually written a poem about them.
I have written a poem, yes, about, I call it the Ode to Pro and Prue.
Well, could we have a verse or two of it, please?
You certainly can. Okay, Terry, here is Ode to Pro and Prue. Two North Side pigeons around Clontarf flew. Their friends all knew them as Pro and Prue. Full were their tummies and broad were their beaks. Their wings were strong, their tail feathers sleek. Their chests were proud, their eyes were bright. Fine pigeons were they. Coo, what a sight! Pink were their feet and sharp were their claws, the envy of all the North-eyed jackdaws. Each day their garden was packed with fine food, and in delight they billed and they cooed. From dawn till dusk their crops they packed, until their wings the strength they lacked to lift them high into the skies. Alas, their coos have changed to sighs. Now they just waddle fro and to. Let's bow our heads for Pro and Prue.
Lovely.
And we'll poison the pigeons in the park. And maybe we'll do in a squirrel or two while we're poisoning pigeons in the park.
Seems a bit unfair to be playing that song again, Terence, I think. But that's lovely, isn't it?
It is lovely.
Lovely poem. Nice little relationship.
Yes, it was lovely to see the relationship between Linda and the two birds. Because, you know, I go out and I see lots of people feeding animals, feeding wild animals, feeding hedgehogs and feeding foxes and that. But I think that's the first time I've ever done a report on somebody who'd such an affection for a pair of feral pigeons.
Actually, I was talking to a lady the other evening who said she doesn't like foxes. They filmed them in their back garden, two foxes playing, and they don't like them because they urinate on the plants and whatever's in the urine is killing the plants.
Mm. That's right, yeah.
Decimating the plants. What's that all about?
Oh, yeah, there have been a lot of the urine, particularly of the male animals, has various...
urea, uric acid.
They have scent glands, which actually mark their territory and things like this. So there's actual... I mean, even the smell of cats, you can smell of the tomcat urine is much stronger than the smell of the female cat's urine. So they actually have these markers in their urine for marking their territory, which obviously isn't doing any good to the plants. But we shouldn't be playing Poison the Pigeons.
I know.
And also Wildlife Program.
It's only a song. They don't really mean it. And anyway, that's not what Terry's report was about.
Not
it was about love.
It was about love.
Love of wildlife and in particular pigeons. And after Nuacht, we'll be talking more about pigeons and how they manage to find their way around the world. Anyway, time now for Nuacht from our studios in Castlea.